the Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics, creators of the Bionics Studio. Listening, watching, reacting to and learning from every spoken word, caller, tweet and SMS to unmix, unlock and understand your content. The Bionics Studio transforms everything about radio except the way you make it.
A warm welcome to this week's edition of the Radio Today programme. I'm Debbie Mack and I'm your guest host for this week. Usually, you'll find me on Greatest Hits Radio from 1 till 4pm every weekday in many areas of the UK, including London. And it is, of course, an exciting time for our listeners in the capital this week as Greatest Hits Radio arrives on the 105.8 FM frequency. To talk about just that, I'm joined by Gary Steen, Group Programme Director for the Hits Radio Brand Network, and Rick Blaxall, Talent Director London for GHR. Hi, you both.
Hi, Debbie.
Hey, Debbie.
So, Gary, this is obviously a big moment for Greatest Hits Radio.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, what a year so far. We launched Simon Mayo's Drive Time Show on the 15th of March, which has gone brilliantly. And listeners, I think, are really enjoying hearing him back on the show that they love listening to him on. And by the time this goes out, we'll have launched on 105.8 FM across London. So the chance for even more people to discover Simon's back home between 4 and 7 and Drive Time with his Confessions and All Requests Friday. So it's just great. So for, another potential, I think it's something like 12.2 million listeners, joining the Greatest Hits family on Monday. So I think in all my time in radio, I've never remember a launch and a station that's grown as quickly as Greatest Hits has over the last 18 months. I mean, the schedule, the talent lineup, but you know, it's really exciting, and what we're getting such strong listener feedback, which is just great to see every day.
So, of course, the station started off on DAB and AM, but what does it mean to be on FM now in so many areas of the UK and particularly in London?
Oh, it's amazing. It's brilliant. I mean, Greatest Hits, as you know, it grew out of, I suppose, the original heritage audience that came to and listened to commercial radio in the 70s and 80s. So Metro, Piccadilly, Red Rose, Hallam, as it was then, and you know, it was on AM at the time when stations then kind of split into to offer two services. And the FMs had sort of the more contemporary formats, and the AMs were kind of, I suppose, at the time, the golden oldies. And then we've added in FM in Liverpool, and we saw some great audience numbers there with this format in Liverpool. And a couple of years ago, we started building out DAB distribution. So we added FM in the West Midlands on 105.2 down in the West Midlands. And of course, kind of rebranded last year many of the local stations that Bauer acquired in England and Wales to Greatest Hits Radio. So adding, yeah, as you say, a lot more coverage. So I think making Greatest Hits available on FM in London is a really significant move to ultimately build the reach for the station and the influence in what, as we know, is the biggest market in the UK.
Maybe should do a test with you one day to see if you know the frequencies of every single station that it's on.
No, there's too many. I just know about three or four of them, to be honest. I think I'd fail.
So. So how was the 105.8 FM frequency decided upon for the station then?
Well, I think we're always looking at new ways to grow audiences. So how we use our frequencies and DAB carriage is becoming more and more important. So the switch to Greatest Hits on London on FM is a move that we feel will deliver a bigger Bauer audience in London. I mean, I think we all know audience behaviour is changing. You know, we know the move to digital is going really fast, whether that be DAB or IP or on demand is growing. And I think, obviously, we saw last week the launch of Audio Plus, another really good example of Bauer embracing that digital future, which is, you know, not just coming down the tracks, but it's here. So. Absolute has been for a long time a real pioneer in this space, I think. And we can see that because, you know, Absolute has three of the UK's top 10 digital-only commercial stations. And Absolute Radio is already commercial radio's clear digital listening market leader. 70% of listening to Absolute comes via digital platforms. So they've succeeded in converting more and more of their audience to listen digitally. So I think it's absolutely right that the next important step in Absolute's evolution is to go fully digital. So with, you know, 105.8 I think there is an opportunity to add more choice in London. I don't think there's a station like Greatest Hits in London. And I think we know this format is the number one format in many, many, many major cities around the world. So I'm really excited for the next few years in terms of how we can start to build this brand in London into a really big player.
Yeah, so am I. Rick, you recently joined Greatest Hits along with Simon Mayo to launch this huge new Drive Time show. Now, you've been working with him for years and years, haven't you? Can you tell us a little bit more about your relationship?
Yeah, I mean, the relationship goes back a long time. We both joined Radio 1 at pretty much the same time when Radio 1 was repositioning itself in the kind of late 80s. And Mark Goodyear joined, Nikki Campbell joined, Simon Mayo joined from a presenting point of view. And then myself and Jake Burns, who was the lead singer of Stiff Little Fingers, which are a great punk band, joined as producers. And then I ended up working and producing Breakfast with Simon for about 5 years. And we had a lot of fun. We created a lot of good ideas. The show was really interactive with audiences. We were looking to build community. We had lots of fun outside of the studio as well with road shows and events. But essentially at the heart of everything we tried to do was just making the day-to-day show special. And we built a strong relationship with each other over that time. We were both pretty young to get such a big job, really. And we really supported each other. And I learned a lot from Simon in that time, and I still do. He's an incredible broadcaster, truly nice person, and they were very happy times. And then I went into TV and produced Top of the Pops and invited Simon back as a host on that, so it was good to work with him there again. And then most recently, when putting Scala Radio together, just having catch-ups with Simon and coffee and chats about life as we did, there was a time when I was able to introduce Scala and the concept of Scala into those conversations, all about a new project and a different way of thinking. And then we had many more conversations, lots of secret meetings around London leading up to Simon joining Scala, which was quite a moment for Scala, quite a moment for Bauer, and I think quite a moment for commercial radio to have a broadcaster of Simon's caliber joining commercial radio. And then Bauer as an organization is really keen for its talent to get other opportunities on other brands if the passion is there. And Simon is a great fan of pop music and the opportunity to do the album chart on Greatest Hits. I know he fully appreciated that. He's really enjoyed doing that, and that has now led on to the opportunity of him presenting Drive on Greatest Hits, which, as he said, he had unfinished business there. So you know, the show starting on March the 15th, and it's settling down rather nicely, and it's just a joy to be working with him again.
It really is settling down nicely, because obviously I finish at 4 o'clock, so I drive home and I listen to Simon every single day. But for those that haven't listened to the show yet, what sort of thing can they expect to hear on it?
Well, there are some big Simon favourite features in there which have been loved by our listeners. So Confessions are back, All Requests Friday is back, which is listener curated, great calls on air, getting the feel good vibe ready for the weekend. Music Leaders, the Brucey bonus if you're a Springsteen fan, some fun stuff like Friday Muppetry is back, and that famous Simon Mayo jingle has been remixed for Greatest Hits. Matt is back doing the sports. Nigel Barden is back in the kitchen doing some food. So there's some really comfortable and reassuring elements for Simon's listeners who have followed his career to kind of enjoy with the new show on Greatest Hits Radio. And for new listeners, it's just fun and it's warm. It's engaging. Again, we're trying to build a community, and it's a music-loving show. And there's new content like Drive Time Drama, where we act out song titles between the team and listeners have to guess what the song title is. That's just brilliant. It can be a bit surreal at sometimes with some of the guesses, but it's really good engagement and a lot of fun. We've got the Big 45, which is celebrating the wonder of the 7-inch single. We've got a feature called 624 Dance Floor, where the message there is stop what you're doing and dance now. We've also got a feature called 3 Steps to 7, 3 big songs from a chart from a different year. A wonderful musical crescendo to end the show. 3 massive songs. Yesterday was just amazing. We played Aaron Neville and Linda Ronstadt, and then we played Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation. So we're getting some great songs away, a real mix of music. And good for the music credibility of the station as well as the music variety.
I can hear from your voice just how much you're enjoying it and the excitement. And that jingle, Mayo, I'm just completely obsessed with it. I find it hard to talk about the show on air without saying Mayo myself. Anyway, how would you say the show or Drive Time has had to adapt to changes over the last year, Rick?
Well, I mean, that's really interesting because drive time for most people kind of disappeared in the last year over lockdown. There wasn't a lot of driving going on. There wasn't a lot of commuting going on. But that day part became a really important part of the day for people to start bookending their day rather than get sucked into a clockless working pattern. So it kind of became like a radio punctuation point in the day. And we tried to highlight that even more. And I just mentioned 620 floor dance floor. I mean, there was a specific reason for that. That feature to go in there, and it was to tell listeners to stop working, to start winding down, to log off, to stop, to reset, relax yourself, enjoy the evening is started. So that was really key to us, and there was, and that kind of fed into some really good research that Bauer has been doing just about new ways of working and how they are playing to radio strengths and how music and radio are helping many people break up their day, not only keeping them company, but helping them build routines. So, I mean, in the research as well, it's just interesting to find that 26% of people found it hard to switch off after work. 23% found it hard to separate work and home life in lockdown. So we took that responsibility on by creating a feature that just says, stop, breathe, reset, log off, go and cook some dinner, go for a run, go for a walk. Have a good time.
That's it. It's about making that break between, especially if you're working from home, making the break between work and, right, okay, I've switched off now and that's it. I'm into my evening. Should we take a short break? I'll put the kettle on, although neither of you are here, so I can't make you a cup of tea. Sorry.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Macassar.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics. Find out how we're changing radio all over again at bionic.radio.
So Simon sits along the likes of Paul Gambaccini, Janice Long, Mark Goodyear, Pat Sharp. These esteemed broadcasters have been on the radio for years and years. Gary, can you talk to us about how you've shaped the lineup for the station?
And of course, good self, Debbie. You know, we have to add you in there too.
No, I didn't want to. I'm not going to put myself in that list.
Listen, the starting point's always the audience. And I think we know that listeners tune into Greatest Hits Radio first and foremost for the music. And I think this audience they're not the type of listeners that like to be pigeonholed with a certain type of music. So they grew up kind of with each other's music, and you know they love variety, and they want the music that takes them back to, I suppose, their heyday in the 70s, 80s, 90s. And a lot of the time, that's music that they might not have heard for ages, but still somehow know most of the words to. We did some listener insight last year, and I remember one person saying, Greatest Hits Radio is what it says it is. It's not trying to be anything more than the music. It says it in its name, and that's why I listen. And we sort of try not to forget that. So you mentioned Simon and Gambo and Janice and Mark and Pat, Rossi and Andy Cray, and we've got a great schedule. But we built a schedule around presenters, and this is really important because they've all lived through this music. They've played this music on the radio when these songs were hits, and they're really knowledgeable about this music. And you know, they've got the credibility and the trust of the audience that listen to the station, and they've also got some really interesting things to say about the music as well. And I think the strong kind of music centre for Greatest Hits is also borne out in some of this specialist programming. So if you listen across the schedule, you'll hear Greatest Hit Superstars, which kind of is an in-depth hour on an artist that has, you know, created, you know, some iconic music over the years. America's Greatest Hits with Gambo. I mean, you listen to that show, you know, you'll hear songs that you know, but you'll also hear songs that you maybe don't. And, you know, there's some interesting discovery. Same with Simon's album show or Des Paul's Rhythm of the Night on a Friday. So I think I'm incredibly proud of how far we've come with the schedule and in less than 2 years. You know, the Greatest Hits Radio audience, I think of them as the original radio generation. I mean, they grew up listening to these songs on the radio and still give a lot of listening to radio today, which I think, Debbie, is why this format is growing as fast as it is.
Well, I just spend 3 hours in the studio singing, basically. And obviously the great thing about Greatest Hits Radio is you don't have to learn any new words. You already know all the words to every single song.
Yeah.
So can you talk to us a bit about GHR's music proposition?
Yeah, I mean, I'm biased. I think it's obviously, I think it's an amazing proposition. But there are so many songs, which makes this format really exciting. I mean, we know how many iconic artists had timeless hits in the 70s, 80s, and 90s that still sound amazing today. I mean, you can just list them off, can't you? Queen, Elton, Bowie, ELO, Fleetwood Mac, Stevie Wonder, Pink Floyd. I mean, the list goes on. And I think greatest hits is the songs that do still sound great today. And all those artists, the other thing is they've got huge back catalogues of songs. You know, for some radio stations, you know, they may play for an artist like Queen, you know, three songs on rotation. I think with greatest hits, you know, we take a lot of pride in going a lot deeper than that. And obviously the music proposition is about, it's about good times, and it's about how, I suppose, music jogs the memory to those moments in your life. You know, first record, first dance, first concert, best summer holiday, first vaccine, who knows, years, I mean, we might be there. So that's kind of a summary, I suppose, of the music. But, you know, there's so many songs.
You see the passion coming through on the text as well and on social media. Oh my goodness, I haven't heard this for ages. Thank you so much for playing this song. So, Rick, what ways have you been working with labels and artists then?
Well, I think it's really important for us Greatest Hits to build a really strong relationship with the music industry, and because we're playing with this amazing catalogue of music in the first place. And we're looking at how we can work with labels and artists a little bit closer. And that could be simple as things like invigorating back catalogue sales from the music we play, either through physical sales or through streaming. We can support new releases of best of albums from core artists that we play. We celebrate a lot of artist music in series like Greatest Hit Superstars, and it covers a lot of ground. I mean, artists featured in that recently range from Earth, Wind & Fire to the Bee Gees, Culture Club, Fleetwood Mac and Bryan Adams. So loads of great storytelling as well going on around the memories around the music. So that's really good. We'll be supporting albums on Simon Mayo Show with an album of the week, which is another chance to reinvigorate some back catalogue. We're going to be looking for co-pro opportunities for greatest artists who are on tour. And we're going to be looking to support retro music events through commercial opportunities or sponsorship. And then ultimately, working directly with artists and labels to create our own greatest hits radio events.
On tour. It was just good to hear you say those two words. Because I know how desperate you are to go to a gig again, Rick.
Oh, goodness me. Yeah, I just can't wait. I think I'm going to spontaneously combust.
So with GHR expanding in London, I know we're celebrating the landmark moment in a few ways. So this week, I'm playing London's greatest hits, all the songs that our listeners in the capital are requesting. Can you tell us a little bit more about what we've got planned?
Yeah, there's going to be dedicated London programming, and you've just mentioned what you're going to be doing, running across the whole day. There's going to be a really exciting FM launch sequence at 6 a.m. on Monday. We're also across that week and the day going to be playing out lots of artist messages we've had into the station from people we play, welcoming Greatest Hits Radio to London FM, which is great. Simon specifically will also be celebrating the London FM switch on with London-themed content. We've actually managed to get a London-themed confession, which is really good. Three Steps to Seven is going to be London-themed. Big 45 is going to be London-themed. We're going to have a new listener day where we're going to be welcoming new listeners who are trying us out for the first time on FM into the Greatest Hits family. And then also in the week, delighted to say that we're going to have Suggs on the show, who is a true Londoner. Unfortunately, he's a Chelsea fan, but he's a true Londoner, and all the wonderful musical heritage that Madness bring with them.
I know you struggle with anybody who doesn't support Arsenal, Rick.
Yeah, it's always been a problem with Simon, actually, because he's a Spurs fan. But, you know, we've been to counselling and worked our way through it. In terms of the network, there's going to be the Top 500 Countdown, which launched yesterday. And this is our annual countdown, generating huge listener interaction for us. And we've just launched the voting phase on that. There's also going to be the £1 million cash register across this period. And it's a huge promotion with massive amounts of money to be won every day in May. And that started yesterday. There's a special edition of Greatest Hits Superstars in launch week featuring Nile Rodgers, which is a fantastic listen. And we're also looking at a documentary series called Cities of Sounds, where we've commissioned a four-part series on London and its influence on the greatest hits of the 70s, 80s and 90s. That's going to be called London Calling, and we're hoping to get that on air in the next few weeks. And there's also some fun stuff going on as well. There's something called Icons Reimagined, which is what we're calling this, and it's basically pop stars from the 80s dressing up as pop icons that have inspired them. So we've got Carol Decker doing something for us, Sunita involved in that as well. So keep an eye out for that, because it's a really fun way to celebrate our wonderful musical offer. And that's all on top of all the great stuff that we're doing on air to celebrate being in London on FM.
It all sounds absolutely amazing. And Gary, we're not just on the radio, we're on the telly as well in the form of a TV advert.
Yeah, so we've got a brilliant TV advert, which has got Simon on the ad now as well, Simon Mayo. We had such good fun sort of making this with the agency that helped us. You know, we did it when we were in the middle of lockdown, so it was all kind of done remotely. But they used an animation technique called rotoscoping, which basically everything is created frame by frame, and the ad just looks amazing. So if you haven't seen it, I'm sure you will be seeing it on your TVs. But it's really representative of the brand. You know, there's music from Elton John, ABC and Chic on there. So three kind of really iconic greatest hits. So, yeah, so the TV marketing is in full swing, Debbie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Now, just to round up then, and you're going to love this part, guys. In honour of Simon Mayo's confession feature, I thought we'd finish up by getting you to fess up. So come on then, should we start with you, Gary? You got something to fess up?
Oh, you can't. This is not good. Put it on the spot. Right. Well, I suppose I remember having several pictures as a teenager on my bedroom wall in the 80s. You know, one was Madonna, which was obviously around the time of Like a Virgin. Then a few years later, and I have never confessed this to anyone, it's somebody that now works on the greatest hits. On Greatest Hits and is on the lineup. Do you have any idea, Debbie, who it might be?
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. Would it be, by any chance, Jenny Powell?
It is Jenny Powell. Yeah, it was around the time of Give Me Five and what have you. I've never told her, but that's my confession for today.
Well, if she doesn't hear this podcast, I'm definitely telling her.
I hope she doesn't.
So, Rick, it's over to you.
I love that, Gary. Couple of good confessions there. Well, mine. So one is a bit of a cheeky one because it's a big passion of mine, which you may not associate with me at all. But I'm absolutely passionate about bird watching, and I'm still a singer in a punk band.
Yes, I love that. What's the punk band called?
All Stars 2. And sadly, our world tour got cancelled, like many other bands' tours got cancelled as well. So we're looking forward to getting back in the studio.
When you say world tour, Rick, where were you going?
Well, to be honest, there were two venues in the same high street, and we were looking to play the one at the bottom of the road and the one at the top of the road. So the world tour was really just a tour of a street.
Right then, I think we have got to the end, guys. So thank you very, very much for coming onto the podcast today. And it all sounds really, really exciting. And I'm super proud to be part of it. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie.
The Radio Today programme with Broadcast Bionics.
Original music for this podcast was composed by Mikasa.